Qualcomm's Snapdragon 8CX for PCs aims to overcome the performance gap on December 6th in PC World by Mark Hockman. Due to ship Q3 2019, the 8CX will be the third Snapdragon chip for PCs in about a year's time. Qualcomm's efforts to put its Snapdragon chips into PCs have historically run into one major obstacle. The performance simply isn't competitive with that of chips from Intel and AMD. Now, Qualcomm is trying again with what it's calling an extreme version of the Snapdragon 8CX. Qualcomm's promising that the 8CX will offer the equivalent performance of the competition's 15-watt processor offerings, though it's not saying which one. Intel's U-series core chips consume 15 watts. At the same time, Qualcomm is promising more of its traditional strength, an incredible 25 hours of battery life, plus support for niceties like LPDDR4X memory, NVMe SSDs, USB 3.1, and 4 PCI Express lanes. There's Qualcomm Quick Charge, too. Executives said that the company has already designed the Snapdragon 835 and 845 for PCs and isn't abandoning the old design. The 8CX has been on the roadmap for some time, however, and is a separate effort, designed from the ground up for PCs. Like the Snapdragon 855, the 8CX is built on a 7-nanometer process. That's certainly an advantage AMD and Intel can't offer. Snapdragons, fast and furious. Qualcomm executives freely admit that they've had to build an ecosystem from essentially nothing, fixing things and educating consumers on what an always-connected PC means. After shipping the Snapdragon 835 into PCs like the Asus Novago in April of 2018, Qualcomm followed up with the Snapdragon 850 and the Galaxy Book 2 in October. Major carriers like Verizon are now selling the Galaxy Book 2 in their stores, and another Snapdragon 850 PC, the Yoga C630, is selling in Best Buy. Now it's December, and there's another Snapdragon for PCs, the 8CX. While the 8CX is many months away, expected to ship in devices during the third quarter of 2019, Qualcomm is essentially releasing three separate Snapdragon chips for PCs in about a year's time. The 8CX will coexist alongside the Snapdragon 850 as a new premium tier, Senior Director of Products Management Miguel Nunez said Thursday. Apparently, the chips will just keep coming. These super Snapdragons are going to keep rolling out stronger and stronger relentlessly, Alex Catuzian, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Qualcomm Technologies, said. Ready to take on Intel's core yet again. The meat of the new Snapdragon 8CX is the CPU and the GPU, the Cairo 495 and the Adreno 680, respectively. Qualcomm claims the Cairo 495 is its most powerful Cairo ever, even more powerful than the Cairo 485 CPU used in the Snapdragon 855 Qualcomm launched on Wednesday. It's based on the ARM A76 and A53 cores, executives said in advance of the Maui summit. Executives also told PC World that the Cairo 495 was at least 2.5 times as powerful as the version of the Cairo and the Snapdragon 850 on paper. And that would put it roughly on par with an Intel Core i7-855U, based on PC World scores for the Snapdragon 850 used in the Galaxy Book 2. Interestingly, the Cairo 495 used by the 8CX doesn't include a prime core for single-threaded burst applications. Instead, it uses the same mix of 4 performance cores and 4 efficiency cores that other ARM-based Snapdragon chips use. There's also a total of 10 megabytes of cache spread out over the system, including Level 3 cache. That may be because Qualcomm feels that the majority of tasks a PC runs don't require a high-performance CPU. In one example, executives said that transferring several hundred megabytes up into Microsoft's OneDrive could be handled by the efficiency cores, something other PC architectures lacked. Qualcomm executives dubbed the Adreno 680 a mega monster, though that's a pretty aggressive phrase to use in a world that already boasts GPUs that can handle ray tracing. Executives called the new Adreno twice as fast as the Snapdragon 850 and three times as fast as the Snapdragon 835. It will support DirectX 12. Assuming that's true, that would put any Snapdragon PC on a par with the UHD 620 used by the Microsoft Surface Pro 6. The chip takes some of the Cinema Core functionality of the Snapdragon 855, offloading dedicated H.265 video decoding to save even more power. Qualcomm also leveraged some of the Hexagon DSP from its Snapdragon smartphone chips and their aptX audio. Running a digital assistant like Cortana requires less than a milliamp, executives said. Qualcomm included features like USB 3 and 4 PCI Express lanes to attract PC makers. Snapdragon 8cx systems will be able to connect to a pair of 4K HDR monitors, LPDDR4X memory, 8-channel, 2133 MHz. Is also supported, executives said, as are NVMe SSDs. Unfortunately, the 8cx uses an older Spectra 390 camera processor, though with support for 4K video capture at 30 Hz. Qualcomm built-in connectivity as well, of course. The 8cx includes Qualcomm's integrated X24 modem for enabling always connected PCs, ACP PCs. It will add 5G capabilities later. Is app compatibility finally not an issue? Qualcomm executives also believe that their momentum is paying off with app developers. In May, Microsoft released an SDK for coding 64-bit ARM apps, which can then be ported to the Microsoft Store. Qualcomm also released a LLVM compiler and has begun working with enterprises to port their apps. Qualcomm Nunez said Qualcomm's data showed that any returns of Snapdragon-powered PCs aren't being made because of app compatibility. And whether an app is 32-bit or 64-bit compliant simply isn't in a consumer's mind. For most people, an app just works, he said. A key element of app compatibility is a browser, whether it be Edge, Google Chrome, Firefox, Opera, or others. A browser is an app many consumers live in constantly. The first Snapdragon 835 PCs used Windows 10 in S mode, which restricted users to the Edge browser, shutting out their competitors such as the popular Chrome. Now, Qualcomm is working with the open-source portion of Google Chrome, Chromium, to construct its own Chrome-like browser, Nunez said. An ARM 64 version of Firefox is also in the works. Eventually, Qualcomm hopes that Google will port Google Chrome. Analysts were impressed. What Qualcomm announced today is big, Pat Moorhead, principal at More Insight, said. A very small percentage of notebooks are mobile. Qualcomm is removing nearly all objections of a connected PC. Speeds are higher. Overall compute performance is now at the levels of a standard laptop and get a true multi-day battery life. The one thing the 8cx doesn't have yet is customers. A Lenovo representative appeared on stage at the event, but left without committing to an 8cx product. Qualcomm's Nunez said later that there will be lots of new customers for both the 8cx and the 850 in 2019. While not formally commenting on whether Lenovo plans a device around the chip, Nunez said that Lenovo would want its own forum to make such an announcement. What it all boils down to, though, is one simple word: performance. Running most common apps acceptably is table stakes for PC use. If Qualcomm can deliver, then it's very possible that Snapdragon can make inroads in the PC market. If not, then we'll all be waiting for another generation.